This I believe. Throw away the Hallmark ideas of life and love and live as imperfectly as you please.
I believe in community.
What do I believe in? The strength of a woman.
This I believe. Music is the world's most powerful element.
I believe that no matter what the circumstances, one can find beauty, happiness, and even inspiration in almost any situation.
I believe that the greatest gift is willing to accept reality and allow for a second chance when times get tough.
I believe in the laughable hypocrisy of our educational system and the wonders it works on the malleable minds of teenaged boys and girls.
I believe that fear hinders our ability to be completely open and honest with one another.
This I do believe. A smile can save a life.
Speak up for what you believe in. This I believe.
Those are the voices of high school seniors from our listening area who have offered up their own perspectives in the past on the phrase, "This I Believe." I'm Bob Meyer, and WUIS is looking forward to a new set of entries for this year's WUIS This I Believe essay contest. As in the past, 10 winners, current area high school seniors, will be selected from among the entries. By the way, the deadline for submissions is next Thursday night. That's just a week away. 10 winners will be welcomed here at the WUIS studios to read their essays for broadcast in February. And each winner will also receive a modest scholarship from the Rotary Club of Springfield Sunrise. Submissions at WUIS.org. So, just what is This I Believe, anyway, you may be asking? Well, it began as the brainchild of the famous journalist and broadcaster Edward R. Murrow back in 1951. And for about 4 years, Murrow talked to hundreds of people for a 5-minute-long segment each week on CBS Radio. Well, here's his original intro for the series.
This I Believe. By that name, we bring you a new series of radio broadcasts presenting the personal philosophies of thoughtful men and women in all walks of life. In this brief time each night, a banker or a butcher, a painter or a social worker, people of all kinds who need have nothing more in common than integrity, a real honesty, will talk out loud about the rules they live by, the things they have found to be the basic values in their lives. We hardly need to be reminded that we are living in an age of confusion. A lot of us have traded in our beliefs for bitterness and cynicism, or for a heavy package of despair.
Again, that was Edward R. Murrow introducing This I Believe on CBS back in 1951. The series of 5-minute segments aired until 1955, and there were several books published compiling the best of the essays. From 2005 until 2009, NPR took up the torch with its own This I Believe series. Hundreds of radio essays from mostly everyday people featured on Morning Edition and All Things Considered. And since then, WUIS and the Rotary Club of Springfield Sunrise has been carrying on the tradition each year. So, high school seniors, we hope you'll send us your essay and your thoughts. It should run, let's say, 3 to 5 minutes when read aloud. And it should express your overriding philosophy of life, or a certain specific principle that you try to keep uppermost in your mind each day. Something maybe we can all learn from. Share your values with us, and we'll share them with all of our listeners in Central and Western Illinois. Again, the essay contest is open to area high school seniors, and the winners will read their essays for broadcast on WUIS next month. The deadline is Thursday night, January 29th. Information at WUIS.org.